This is your girl, Kim Knox, and welcome to my podcast. Everyone has a story. Everybody has been through something, myself included. For me, if I sat back and told you half the things that I've been through, you would be totally surprised. But then too, when I've sat back and had the opportunity to listen to other people and what they've been through, it made what I've been through feel like absolutely nothing or little to nothing. And I start out by saying that because in a lot of cases with African Americans, we feel like by getting help or going to sit and talk to a counselor or a therapist, that there's something absolutely wrong with that. That we should be able to handle our own business within our own and our own house. I'm going to sit down and talk to somebody, whether even outside of your family is like considered to be exposing your dirty laundry. And that for a lot of people, especially in the African American community, we feel like if you suffer from any depression, whether it's mild or not, or if you suffer from anxiety, that going to see a counselor or a therapist or having to take medication makes you crazy. So you'd rather not do it because you don't want the stigma. You don't want to get help. And I wanted to talk about that today because, for one, you're doing yourself and others a disservice. I was watching the Yonlo Van Zandt Fix My Life. I think it was the episode of Neffy. And Neffy disclosed to Yonlo that she had gone to see a therapist, and in that the therapist had diagnosed her as being bipolar. And she just basically told herself, no, I'm not bipolar. And just refused to admit it. And the one thing, and this is, I love Iyanla. Iyanla sometimes get a lot of backlash because people say, oh, she don't fix anybody's lives. But I'm gonna explain her method and what she does for people. She told Neffy at that point that if you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you that you basically have cancer, you're not going to deny that you have cancer. You're going to start getting treatment. But because somebody declares you to have a mental illness or something going on, you don't want to believe it, so you don't take the medication and you just go on about your life. And that was kind of the analogy. I mean, it went a little bit deeper, but that was the analogy that she gave. I love Iyanla because what she does, like most counselors or most therapists' jobs are to do, is to basically break down your behaviors, show you how you're showing up in real life, and tell you basically you need to change those behaviors because this is what's hurting you. But for most of us, we don't want to listen or we don't want to believe that we're a part of the problem. We want it to be everybody else that's a part of the problem. So in a case like a lot of us suffer from, I can't tell you, it's crazy because when in instances where I have sat down with other women in particularly, where they have, I feel like most women, most black women, hell, I would even gather to say that probably a lot of black men have been molested by people within their own family as children. And because whether the child has told or not told is basically something that for years has been brushed under the rug. If it wasn't somebody in your family, it was somebody close to your family. And when you sit down and talk to a bunch of women within the same room, They say, oh yeah, me too. If it's not molestation, it's rape. If it's not rape, it's some kind of physical or verbal abuse. And people take these things with them all throughout their lives. And then we get into these adult relationships and wondering why we function the way that we do. I'm dealing with a situation right now within my own family. And, you know, not to expose too much of my own dirty laundry, but, and I think I've said it before, my sister, myself, my mother, my sister pretty much is not speaking to probably the better half of my family. Because she believes what she wants. And that's one thing I do like about Iyanla also. She, you can't, everybody has a justified reason to feel the way that they do. You can't tell somebody that they're wrong for feeling the way that they do, because in their mind, they have a justified reason for feeling the way that they do. But until you're ready to sit down with somebody and have an honest conversation, and a lot of times take ownership of everything, and that doesn't mean just pointing the finger at one person. Sometimes that finger has to point back at yourself, because you also have done some things to people. And that's the thing about a lot of people aren't willing to do the work. When she says that you have to be willing to do the work, you have to be willing to be wrong as well. And that's what I love about it. So when people go on her show, Iyanla Van Zandt's show, and you pan back six months later or a year later, I'm going to tell you, one session or one show isn't going to solve 25 years worth of problems and issues. You have to keep going back and seeking care. And you have to also continuously go back, because a lot of times a therapist will tell you, hey, it's your fault as well. You have to be willing to be wrong. And so for my community, I would love to see us get outside of, I would love to see us go to regular docs for a lot of, especially men. Men have this thing where they don't go see physicians. Women pretty much go see physicians because we have annual pap smears that schedule. And we have, once you reach above the age of 40, some people sooner because they have cancer within, breast cancer within their families, has to go get breast exams once you reach the age of 40, sometimes 35. But men typically don't even go to the doctors. You have the insurance. Go. I was talking, had a conversation yesterday with a young woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she went through, after she told me, after that, after the point that she had been diagnosed, she was ashamed and she was embarrassed to tell anybody, because it was an embarrassing thing. And it wasn't until after she started talking to other women, realizing that she wasn't in this fight alone. And you have to realize, like, there are people right now, like, and I get it. A part of it too is, because I've done it, even though I have mental illness within my family. People don't want to, they don't want to be labeled. You don't want to be known as crazy, because I've done it. I've done it. And it's sad to say, you know, you get in heated arguments. And what I'm trying to do to myself, for myself, is to stop. I have my mouth. My mom always said when I was younger, your mouth is always going to get you in trouble. It was a learned behavior in my family. Somebody makes you mad, you go for the jugular. You say whatever is you can think of, which could be the most hurtful thing that you can say, because you want to hurt that person and you want to hurt them bad. You want to hurt them to the fact that you don't even have to fight them. You want to just hurt them. You want to cut them deep. And so I've learned that behavior through my family. And so I would do that in my life with people before I got married, when I dated, and even in my marriage, especially early on. And I'd throw insults. And if you had anything wrong with your family, I'm going to throw that insult because I know that's going to hurt you. And so I had to learn how to stop doing that, because a part of that is too, is if you know somebody whose family member is mentally ill, or you know my family has mental illness, and I'll say, oh, you and your retarded ass family. That's real. And that's hurtful. And that's why there's a stigma in our community, because people don't want to get help, and we obviously need the help. I'll go as far as even saying marital counseling, especially with men. I don't think that women, once again, women are not so much up in arms about going to see a counselor or whatever. But a man, there was times in my own relationship where I said, you know what, maybe we should go and see a counselor. You know, have a third party who has no vested interest or knows neither one of us. The problem is that most men are like, oh, I ain't going sitting up in no, especially, oh, they don't want to go and sit up with a Caucasian therapist. They ain't doing it. Because they don't want to be picked apart. They already feel emasculated when they have to go to work every day and work for a Caucasian man who they don't get raises and they don't get. So I'm sure as hell not going to go and sit in front of a white therapist or counselor for them to tell me that I'm not a man and I'm a horrible husband and I'm a horrible father. But I'll have you know that most counselors, most therapists, ironically, are African American. So, once again, it's one of those things where we need to not only focus on our physical health, but our mental health, and stop looking at it as a white person's problem. This is Kim Knox.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.